Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Boy, on City Scene, we cover a lot of ground quickly. We've got Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce with us this morning. Charlie, thanks for braving the roads to get in here today.
Tell us about some of the new things on the horizon for 2026.
Absolutely. Workshop on Monday this week to kind of preview some things for the city council meeting. One of the big things is going to be the recreational cannabis regulatory framework. So we're going to be doing the proposal to pass that regulatory framework. We've had tons of workshops, tons of information meetings with the planning board and the community. So I think we're ready to pass, should council so choose. So we had a big workshop on Monday that focused a lot on that. Some of the final details, opening hours, how the signage goes, how the medical pieces get folded in. Can they apply for the licenses? Looks like we're going to be proposing sort of current medical license owners would be able to transition to recreational if they so choose, and then a lottery for up to 3 additional recreational cannabis stores to open in the city.
A lot of people are wondering how many could be popping up here once everything gets settled.
Yeah, that was one of the big things. There's a lot of cities and towns where it's kind of been unlimited stores, and it's really kind of changed the character of the city or town, and especially with our service center aspect, that seemed to be a big thing. We talked a bit about our roads as well. We had a big street scan. We did LIDAR cars to scan every stitch of road in Ellsworth and all 10 miles of sidewalks. I think it may not surprise some people, but our sidewalks are in worse repair than even our roads. So we've got a great digital kind of project for our capital improvement planning. Ordinance reform is coming up next in February. And also just want to do, before we get to Carol after our new city councilor after this segment, the schools are closed today in Hancock County. City halls open at 10 a.m.
So. Okay. All and right. Carol's going to be here next.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. She's awesome. One of our newest city councilors, crazy intelligent, really speaks her mind as well. And also like funny. I noticed this in the initial Meet the Candidates forum and on the last one. So it's just so glad to have her on the team.
All right. We'll get to know Carol Martineau, new city councilor for Ellsworth, coming up next on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
And on this segment of City Scene, we get to meet a brand new Ellsworth City Councilor, Carol Martineau. Welcome to Star 97.7, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here. But I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed that it's not Flugelhorn Friday. I was going to bring my bassoon.
Oh, well, you know, coming up in a few minutes, you might want to stick around because we have something called Snapshot Wednesday. And if you are a musical person, I could use your help in a few minutes.
Well, I'm willing to give it a try.
All right. So you're a new addition to the Ellsworth City Council, but this is something that you've wanted to do for a long time. What prompted you to want to put your name in the running for this position?
Well, I've made some friends in Ellsworth since I've lived here, some very good friends who urged me to consider it. And I also, right now I'm wearing two hats because I'm also the pro tem chairman of the Ellsworth Historical Preservation Commission. So I had gotten to know some people in government, and I love the community. I knew that I wanted to live here the first time I drove through years ago. And it's just something that, you know, public service, I think it's something that I've always thought about doing. You know, I teach history, political science, and it's always something, well, someday you're going to do that. Well, this was the time. So
nice.
I was very glad to run.
Well, that's great. That's great. And I'm sure that there are a lot of things that you're looking forward to on the council in 2026.
Certainly. Yes, definitely. I mean, there's a learning curve. The first thing I'm learning to do is pick up the handbook that they give us, which is about 8 inches thick and weighs about 40 pounds.
All kinds of city codes and all kinds of stats in there.
Yes, there definitely is a learning curve. But yes, I'm very excited to get going. I'm very excited about the comprehensive plan. And, you know, it's a wonderful blueprint for the future. They've done so many great things, and it gives us a clear vision towards the future.
Awesome. Well, they're very lucky to have you, Carol, and we're glad that you stopped in today and come back anytime, whether on City Scene or for any reason.
Okay. I can bring my bassoon?
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. You can join us on Flugelhorn Friday. Steve McKay would love it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And that's City Scene on Star 97.7.